Tensions have started to ease up again between the two Koreas. That's especially good news for one group of people, families in North and South Korea still separated by the Korean War and the uneasy truce that's been in place for more than 60 years. Next month, some of those families will get the chance for a brief reunion at a resort in North Korea. It'll be the first time in more than a year that these cross-border family reunions are taking place. Reporter Jason Strother in Seoul told me the decision to resume these reunions happened quickly.
This all occurred just a few weeks after the two Koreas were more or less shooting at each other across the DMZ. So it's a nice change of pace here, Carol. So now the Red Crosses of both North and South Korea will pick the families who will participate in these gatherings.
And how are they chosen?
Well, here in South Korea, those who were separated from family members during the Korean War or before apply to the Red Cross. Then the Red Cross matches those names with its counterpart in North Korea. So if family in North Korea are also looking for their relatives here in the South, then you have a match. Now, of course, there are about 66,000 South Koreans who have applied for these reunions, and only around 100 will be selected.
And we assume that these are first-timers, the first time they've been to one of these reunions. There's been several of them in the past 15 years or so.
Right. Only first-timers will participate in these reunions. Basically, those who have been involved in earlier reunions over the past 15 years or so, once they meet their North Korean relatives, that's it. Both North and South Korea forbid any cross-border contact. There's no phone service, there's no postal service, certainly no email service, considering that North Koreans aren't even allowed to use the internet. Those who have been separated from their families for, you know, six decades now, they really have no idea at all how those lost loved ones are. Now, of course, some South Koreans have taken it on their own over the years to reach out to family members via contacts in Japan who have been able to exchange letters with North Korea. I've interviewed a woman meeting a relative in China. So on occasion, South Koreans have been able to do it on their own, but usually it's through these Red Cross orchestrated reunions.
What's the guarantee that this reunion will actually take place next month?
Well, Carol, already there are concerns that this reunion could be finished before it even starts. The problem is, on October 10th, North Korea will mark the 70th anniversary of the founding of its ruling Workers' Party. And to celebrate, there's speculation that it will test fire a long-range missile, perhaps under the guise of sending another satellite into space. If that happens, there's going to be a lot of international condemnation. North Korea very well could, you know, in the face of this new condemnation, could say, well, forget it. The reunions are off now. They did something similar back in 2013. They postponed them for several months after tensions got a little high here.
It seems like there's always some negotiations going on between North and South Korea. Are these family reunions a completely separate track, or are they related at all to larger approaches to peace between the two Koreas?
The family reunions, Carol, are certainly the most emotional attempts at improving relations across the border here. North Korea has always used them as sort of a bargaining chip, that it promises these reunions if South Korea makes some sort of concession. For instance, South Korea stopped playing propaganda announcements across the DMZ, which fostered this deal to be made.
Have you ever attended one of these reunions?
South Korea does not let the foreign media attend these reunions. It's very well stage managed. This is a very Korean moment. It's very emotional. South Koreans tune in to watch these. You know, you see these elderly Koreans that, you know, hugging and embracing their lost relatives. They sing songs, and foreigners just don't fit in the mix.
Jason Strother is a journalist based in Seoul. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks a lot, Carol.